Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Just the double standard is absolutely unbelievable. In a week, where a guy firebombed the ICE. And you got to understand the way this left-wing terror attack went down. The reason he firebombed the parking lot, tried to blow up a car, he set it on fire and destroyed it, was because he wanted people to run out of the ICE building so he could gun them down. That scare you? And it's not a mystery why he did it. He made it very clear in his manifesto, which he addressed to his, quote, comrades, unquote. He said he was attacking a concentration camp. There's only one group of women in America who have called this a concentration camp. I mean, others may have followed their lead on Twitter, but there's only one. We all know where that came from. He felt moved to destroy it. Not one reporter. Aside from some guy at, what is it called, Rebel Media? Has bothered to ask the squad if their tweets led to this, if they feel any responsibility. Not one. Yet if a group of people chants send her back, which kind of echoes what Trump said. It's not fully, but kind of. Well, he's got to answer for it. He must condemn. He must disavow. Why didn't Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have to do that? Why doesn't she owe an apology to those officers who had to run into a hail of bullets and risk their lives to take out that left-wing terrorist? They killed him, thank God. And then, when the rebel media reporter asks Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Ayanna Pressley, members of the socialist squad, come on, you condemn this attack. Just tell us you don't want any more violence. You don't want any more attempted execution of federal law enforcement officers. That's what works at an ICE building. Or local law enforcement officers. That should be easy for you women. Come on! And they just glared in stone cold silence. And it was chilling. And it scared me. Because they want more. They want more violence. They want more attacks. They want a guerrilla war in this country. And then, when the leader of Black Lives Matter and three different Antifa outlets celebrated this goon, this left-wing terrorist, by calling him a martyr, using the exact language ISIS uses, did they have to condemn that? Did they have to come out and say, no, we don't want any martyrs. No martyrs. Please do not hurt anybody. No, they didn't. So, I mean, if we're going to operate along on the theory that tweets cause people to do stuff like chants at Trump rallies, then we certainly have to operate on the theory that when a guy goes and firebombs a facility so he can execute those inside when they run out, and he quotes them directly, concentration camps, then we have to assume they're at fault. I mean, is that not the media standard? Should you not at least have to disavow? If in nothing else but the interest of stopping bloodshed. I mean, the contrast couldn't be more stark. But here's the thing, folks. What you saw with that chant that the media is horrified at. They're not horrified by somebody opening fire on a law enforcement officer. That's okay. It's cool. They probably deserved it anyway. But they are horrified by this. And they want to know why people would have chanted that. They can't understand. It must be because the woman's black, right? Because there can't be any reason. Well, the thing you got to understand about the people who chanted that, it's a critical thing. They live in a different America. Now, the left says it, no, it's true, but not in the way they mean. They live in an America where they know what's going on in this country. They are well aware of who these four women actually are. They read about it in places like Breitbart and Daily Caller when Rashida Tlaib said that the Holocaust left her with a calm feeling. Holocaust make you feel good? Is that normal? Nobody says that. Or when Ilhan Omar said anti-Semitic things. They watched on their free news channels where you actually get real news. They watched Ilhan Omar refuse to condemn Al-Qaeda. And then they watched Ilhan Omar refuse to condemn a left-wing terror attack on this country. And then they watched Ayanna Pressley refuse to condemn a left-wing terror attack on this country. And then they watched AOC glare into the camera when asked to simply say, will you disavow, will you please tell them to stop the violence? And she won't. They saw all of that. And they didn't pick up a gun. And they didn't go to a facility. And they didn't attempt to execute law enforcement officers. And they didn't burn things down in a parking lot to try to get Democrats to come out of a headquarters so they could execute them with firepower. They just chanted, send her back. Think about the contrast. There's no violence in that. These women should be subjected to chants in public for the things they've done and said. They are abhorrent. And then the people in that audience, every one of whom I guarantee you loves Israel and wants peace on earth, watched as the Democrats refused to even name their own members who are saying anti-Semitic things, as every day almost now in New York, people who are visibly Jewish are being beaten in the street for being Jewish. And when you see a thing like that, when you see those things, when you have real news in your life, and you have the restraint that all you're doing is chanting? When you have somebody like AOC who is an open socialist and you don't want that for your country because you've seen the horror here, you've seen that she's okay with the Democrat Party having an armed guerrilla group that opens fire on law enforcement officers, you've seen that and you are so restrained that the worst you do is chant, send her back? When you've read about Ilhan Omar and you know she committed immigration fraud to get here, you know she married her brother and lied about it, you know she is deportable because of her crimes. As has been reported by the local media, where she lives. When you've seen your own press, they have access to news. When the rhetoric on the left has gotten to the point, not just from AOC, but repeating AOC's rhetoric about concentration camps, that it endangers the lives of law enforcement officers and federal officers. And this is all you do? You don't pick up rocks, you don't pick up a gun, you don't hurt anybody, you just chant send her back to a person like that? And again, this is a perfect example of the divide. The people who are watching in horror the send her back chant, they know nothing about anything I just told you. They are kept stupid by their media that victimizes them, lies to them, and steals their history in real time. And so they, of course, they don't understand a send her back chant. They might be chanting with them if they got real news. But then again, if you want to know who's responsible for that, Paul Ryan and Tim Scott, and Trey Gowdy, all those folks had a chance to do something about it, and they didn't. They didn't. And so we're being throttled. We can't counter with the truth.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.